They have lightsabers, Hutch. What if they're Jedi?
Hold on. I can solve this question.
Force lightning made by two.
What are you saying?
Not it.
Pass the fellow who's implying we might not be real apprentices, but like...
He's in a van currently with the window cracked open because, after all, there's a murderer on the loose.
Then right past his window.
That could have just been a localized storm. An atmospheric disturbance. And that's a 6 on the die.
There's a dead silence for a moment, and then an extremely quavery little voice says, "Yes, my lord, shall I tell Mr. Brandt that there are Sith here?"
Now the button is pressed.
So now fun can commence.
I mean, I've been having fun this whole time. We got to roll D30s and D9000s. What's not to love? I got trapped off the map.
As everyone might realize from the discussion, Foundry has had an update since the last time we played, and things changed.
To clarify, Foundry actually had an update months prior, but we waited because we knew it would break things.
Well, hello, Cat. You're actually between me and... Be careful, Crix. You're attracting the attention of the cat who is standing on my stomach.
You'll never catch me alive, because I'm a droid.
If you make her attack by screen crash. Ack! No!
Be right back. Changing Crix's character... Not Crix's character art. I'm not doing that to Paul. Changing HK's character art to a red dot.
Oh, God, no. Please. I have been for nearly 2 weeks.
That's why I thought, with my character arc being pretty much a red dot, that's what I thought was going on. So that's all.
It's just a movement. Huh?
Hey.
Oh, you have a kitten. Right. Okay. So now that I've gotten Pua off of my keyboard where she was attempting to go see what she could do to hit the thing that was moving on the screen.
Because, dear listeners, since last time, someone has also acquired kittens.
Yeah. Yes, we sadly
plural
have lost all of the old cats that we had, some of them quite unexpectedly, and just before the unexpected loss of the last one, we were down to one, so we went to the Humane Society, and we were looking at adult cats. We got one spicy adult cat who has kidney issues and only likes one of us in the house and is therefore living in one, count it, one bedroom. We got another adult cat who is finally resigned. And they had brought in a couple of kittens who had just been spayed. And they were so soft and gray and cute. And hello, AM. Yes, you're one of them. And they were sisters. They were basically practically twin sisters. So we wound up with 4 felines in addition to the one we had, who unfortunately did not last the month. Heart failure. Heart disease. It was very sad.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Jin. He...
Oh. Sorry. I thought you were talking about one of the new ones.
No. No, oh gods, no, that would be terrible. I mean, we would have done our best to make sure they had a good time, but, you know.
Right.
You would have definitely heard about that.
No, we lost Jen, within the month after we got the others.
Within a couple weeks, I believe.
Yeah, he...
The kittens were out for 2 or 3 days.
Mm-hmm. He had just started playing with them. And, yeah.
I brought this up because our listeners, our longtime listeners, of which we have some, and it's amazing that we do. I love this. Will frequently hear us saying socket or boo or other names here for cats of yesteryear. But now they're going to be hearing new names.
Yep. Or possibly ack, kitten, get off that.
If keyboard is not for kitten, then why is it made of keys that send messages over the internet?
Yeah.
That's Socket's opinion.
I should probably, you know, now that people know why we've got new cats who are, in fact, if they come and stand on me, potentially going to try to charge at the screen and hit the little moving icons on it, because we have a map, even if we never show you the map.
Deploying, movement, target acquired.
Yeah, that's what the cat would do, target acquired. Anyway, if I scream a cat's name because the cat is charging, you will now know why. Hi, this is Beth. Welcome to GURPS Wars. It's been a while, in part because one of the kittens got her spay hernia reopened by her sister while they were fighting. That's our best guess. And for about 2 weeks, I was in monitoring her so that she wouldn't have to wear a cone that she was too big for her and she could not eat or drink while she was wearing it. So
note here that the kitten who did this a month after her spay.
Yeah. She basically had a little blob where the under subcutaneous fats, I think, formed something that her sister could hook a claw into. She was not in any kind of life-threatening injury because antibiotics exist. But that's why it's been a while. So, because it's been a while, what happened last time?
Nobody knows. It's a mystery. New game.
BBP dug a trench from there to there. Actually, BBP is still digging the trench, I believe. But yes. We scouted ahead.
I touched things.
You had a vision.
What happens when I touch things?
This is true. This does frequently happen when you touch things. Why can't I scroll out further? This is nonsense. You touched things. You had a vision. Farm. Yes.
That is where Tizani touched things.
That is.
Thankfully, what I touched was not more spickens.
As I recall, you got a critical success or something.
Yes, I did.
And we had a revelation. Well, Tizani had a revelation.
Which she shared with the class. Let me get my notes out.
See, I'm being so helpful. I could have just kept that to myself.
You could have.
Then it would have taken even longer and I would have hated that.
Mika and BP are still digging their way north from the pipe. The rest went to the Spicken farm. Tizani got a crit success with visions and saw the murder that happened on the Spicken farm. Interesting thing is that the person who got dragged on screen, unconscious, tied up, etc., and framed for the murder, and the person who did the actual murder are neither one of them, visually, the person who murdered the deputy, who also got visually revealed to Tizani.
Wait, I thought the person who was framed... Okay, I remember now.
Yeah, neither one is the one who murdered the deputy. So you've got, like, one framed person who has escaped from prison and is who knows where. You've got one person who did the framing and the murder, who is a stranger. And you've got the person who murdered the deputy, who is also someone who Tizani has seen and no one else has.
Query, is this one of those cases of kill them all and let the Empire sort it out?
Do that?
Nuke it from orbit.
What was that? Discord didn't bring that all through.
We can just nuke it from orbit. Oh, wait, be sure.
Corporal DeBurr is making expressions that suggest he would rather you not nuke his home from orbit. Thanks.
Some
this
of you
is not
die.
A nuke from orbit level problem.
Some of you may die. That is a sacrifice I am willing to make.
I award Paul
also,
one Cypher System XP.
Any turbo lasers?
Yes, you don't actually have a dreadnought at your disposal at the moment.
Not with that attitude. We have a communicator.
No, not with any attitude. I don't think there are any in orbit anyway.
Not yet. We have resources. And by resources, I mean we have a smaller ship and the ability to...
No, no, no. Let us not crip up so bad that a dreadnought shows up.
What if we're the ones who go and get it? This is not a serious
still
suggestion.
Counts as cripping up.
This is not a serious suggestion from the player's part, but this might be a serious suggestion from HK's part, because HK is a Chaos Goblin.
Okay, look, if we find out that whatever the horrible thing in the sewers is like actually a terrible, malevolent spirit at the core of the world that was once worshipped as a deity by a foolish ancient population, and now it's come looking for blood sacrifice, and it's too big to get rid of because it's like kind of a planet, then we nuke it from orbit.
Observation. This was a very specific description.
Yes, it was.
I can get you a dreadnought if you want one.
Sounds like justification enough to me.
I love this gaming group. But Mikala just caught up at the tail end of this and stated that she could get a dreadnought.
This is canon.
It has
canon.
To be.
Mikala, you haven't
it has
caught
to be.
Up. Yes. Because it's too perfect. The corporal continues to be extremely concerned, especially by the specificity of the entire scenario that Tizani has laid out for when it is appropriate to nuke things from orbit.
Query, what if it is in fact a smaller entity that has been worshipped as a god, but is more of a trickster one who likes to make bargains and, on occasion, takes someone's soul and puts them in an undead bird of sorts?
Oh, those we nuke from high altitude. Different platform.
Ah. I will file this away for later.
You don't have to blow up the planet for that one. Or, you know, glass the planet. Blowing up a planet is really hard. They're big.
I don't believe that's scientifically possible.
It'd be something if they made a giant platform to do so, though, wouldn't it?
Some
it would require a large supply of
kyber
crystals.
That the old empire had stuff that could do that somewhere.
Yeah.
Might still be somewhere. Out there in the galaxy, in wild space, or... who knows, maybe in some forgotten storeroom on a planet that is now been repurposed to some other kind of use, like, you know, a prison planet or something.
Well done. We have now referenced the Death Star in every GURPS Wars arc so far.
I've referenced a few other things, too, that you don't know about because, well, never mind.
I was referencing an actual thing.
Mm-hmm.
The Sphere of Legal says I'm supposed to say that I don't know anything about those.
Where did I put that book?
So, did you guys know that pipe that we dug up came all the way here?
It did, in fact. It did come all the way there. There are a few places where it was not in great condition. And
yeah.
There are a few places where it actually got closer to the surface. And somewhere it went a little further down. You just kind of kept, you know, started sampling and, yeah, okay, there's this one. And yep, it's straight line. Still straight line. Yep, here it is.
Very. Shall we check to see?
I am currently, in real life, flipping through the Book of Sith, trying to figure out where that page was. You can believe that Tizani is doing something similar with her data pad, trying to remember what those things were supposed to be called.
Mikala, can you tell which building the pipes are coming from?
Here, well,
let me just.
Bebop's still digging.
Oh.
But I think it's going toward the laying houses.
Oh. Actually, just a moment. Let me start making some labels that I should have made before.
I had the map upside down.
What time of day is it?
It's night. You people are.
Yeah, we've been up for a while.
The wee small hours of the morning, I think.
Yeah,
Going to bed before.
You're going to head to the hotel to go to bed, and then you discovered that there was a dead body.
And dead bodies are much more fun. So because it's the dead of night, I'm assuming that is why we don't have multiple people coming out and saying, what's all this then? And why are you digging that hole in the ground?
I mean, the hole's been sort of coming up and whatnot. Okay, let's...
True horror is seeing something approach. In this case, it's a hole in the ground.
I mean, you know, Sith.
Still better than a turkey mound.
Actually, let's rename these. I will not call them A. I will number them so that.
Please don't call them A.
I will number them for you. Then you won't have to be confused.
1, 2, 3, and D.
I changed it. The. Digging, I mean, Mikola, do you have, like, absolute direction or something?
I think so.
Okay, then, oops, I don't want that.
Actually, do I?
Well, Mikola's the one who decided to come ahead.
I have absolute timing. I just went to
where the voices were coming from.
Hmm?
Inside the house.
I just went to where the voices were coming from. As far as I know, Bebop is still digging.
Right. You do not appear to have... absolute direction that I'm noticing. Okay. It's coming upwards and you think it might be going either past or under, you know, past to one side or the other or under the grow out barns. It might be closer to the admin building, the hatchery, but you think that, let me just draw a rough, very annoyed that I can't. It's somewhere in the corridor there that I've just drawn a square.
Right.
Which
I will relay this information to the rest of the group.
Did you see the square or did it vanish?
I saw the square briefly, and then it vanished.
And then it vanished.
HK will go to where it looks like BBP is going to dig to and scan as far down as he can using his T-ray vision scanning sense.
Ah, that because he is has that useful. Now. Yes, that's right. You managed to make your scanner work, your internal scanners work.
All it took was me getting disads that I technically was already RPing.
Mm-hmm. Imaging radar, blah, 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 blah. Through the Earth is a bit harder to do than just, you know, something that's like through a wall or whatever, a thin wall, dry wall. Give me a perception roll or a electronics operations sensor.
Well, perception would be 13. Electronics operations sensor.
I don't know if you have that
on my character sheet. No, it wouldn't. Electronics repair.
Mm-hmm.
I can repair sensors. I just can't use them.
Perception it is, then.
Where is my phone?
Do you need me to call it?
Yes.
Okay. Missed by one.
There's a lot of dirt here, and there's a whole bunch of rocks. And you found it? Okay, good.
Yes.
There's a whole bunch of rocks, and there's a fascinating number of pipes that are... Oh, look, these are metal pipes. They're not wooden pipes. These must be the pipes that got laid to actually give water and sewage to and from the various places. You found pipes.
Observation. The wooden pipes have been replaced with metal pipes. Or these are different pipes. I say we have BBP dig these up.
Yeah, okay.
But how can you tell it's a Sith campaign? Well...
lunatics go around digging things up.
Well, technically we have BBP do it.
I'll call Bebop over. And
the corporal says, My lord, the buildings here would have pipes normally.
Yeah, but he's having so much fun.
As you wish, my lord.
I might be able to sense if they're altered in the same way as the other pipes.
Oh, that'd be good. All right, Bebop, hang on a second.
Which one of my powers do you want me to roll here?
What are you trying to do?
All of them.
No, let's not. I want to send... I guess it's probably detecting disturbances.
Made by five.
I want to detect whether the pipe is a disturbance.
Made by... Yes, definitely the subject of disturbance. Made by five. Five is very good. A fairly good one. Okay, as you pace around, possibly giving off the impression that you are somehow, having red lights roil across your skin without actually any visual effects, but people look away and they look back and they go, wait a minute, where's the red light? The amount of... Oops, don't do that. The area that is giving off weird vibes shrinks a bit. Just change that to more of this sort of area. The grow-out barns are quite long, by the way. These are many, many yards long. Many meters. There's something foul, and I am going to intend that pun after the fact. Sludgy. Wrong. Okay, your closest thing would be like the time that your master found that someone was trying to turn Gizka into Sith spawn.
Ugh.
It kind of feels like someone has been doing alchemy.
To the pipe.
It's a little hard to tell.
Tizane claps her hands together, opening her eyes, and goes, yep, we're going to have to dig that one up. People are doing alchemy in there.
Which one, my lord? There's four of them in a row there.
Oh. Can I tell which one?
Open the door number four.
You would probably have to go and stick your head in the assorted ones.
But if you're given the chance to pick a different door after being shown one of them, always pick the different door.
Yes. In the meantime,
but
I
want the one that has the Sith spawn goat behind it.
Quietly paying attention to the rest of the farm.
Yes, that's a good idea. Why don't you give me a perception roll since you were actually paying attention? Oh, that's a nice one. Observation.
Made by five.
Your observation is quite honestly, there's not really much security here. There's not a lot of people. There's cameras. Most of the lights are fairly dim and sparse, like somebody is saving on credits, not lighting up anything they don't have to. In fact, the building that looks more like, administration is labeled admin building up there, has no lights on it. There's a few up by the place that looks like a dwelling that's marked Brandt House.
Okay. Mikola will sidle. Mikola is trying to do all of this without looking like she's doing it.
Okay.
But she will sidle over to the corporal who has just walked off and say, yes, sidle casually. At this point, it's sort of closing the barn door after the sporses are gone, but I don't suppose there's a way to get a warrant for these cameras.
My lord, all you have to do is ask for the camera records and you are the warrant.
Yes, but people panic if they find the full weight of the Imperial military coming down on them. Local law enforcement is a little less, no aspersions on you, a little less intimidating than a Sith with a lightsaber.
I can get the...
Also, I do like having a paper trail, such as it is.
Understood. Do you want me to work on that right now, my lord?
Oh, right. I was going to suggest you call your deputy, but...
I'm afraid he's not going to be doing much paperwork anymore.
He's indisposed, yes. Oh, this is Mika. Her mouth is going far, like, her mouth is several miles ahead of her brain.
This has been established for Mikala's character, yes.
Fortunately, the corporal is taking this in the sort of dark humor mode that, well, everyone did come off a war fairly recently, so even if they weren't necessarily at the front lines,
yeah. Who do we need to ask to get a warrant?
Me. All I need is enough justification to deal with the Brants being upset about the whole privacy issue. After all, what law enforcement gets might get leaked to some other spick and rancher. You get the idea.
Yeah. Trade secrets and all that, I understand. She will pat her pockets, go over to Bebop, open a compartment, and pull out some flimsies and a pen. And then write down, I asked for a warrant, signed Mika. Take a picture of it with her. She's got a thing that does that.
Yep.
Her 3D pocket cam.
Yep.
And then hand it to the corporal.
Yes, my lord, he says, being faintly amused.
Mental
note.
Well,
the picture is, there's metadata on the picture.
That makes sense.
It'll show the time and place that she handed him the note.
How did you turn on my iPad?
Magic.
Stepped on it properly.
It's because the tablet needed to be used to take a picture of the legal document, which,
clearly,
incidentally, this is one of the reasons why HK believes that HK can just write, I do what I want on a flimsy and have it be accepted as a legal certificate.
Yeah, Italo probably does that quite a bit. And I think that's my turn.
Okay. HK, what are you doing?
You say that like, what do you have in your mouth?
Yes, I do.
Yes. I say that like we're in combat, even though these poor pirates have been there since February.
I'm sure we'll get to them.
Wrong arc. And the whole what have you got in your mouth thing, HK is still bitter about that.
Because he doesn't have a mouth?
And he must scream about being able to make a ranged bite attack.
Nope.
I rolled a crit success, dagnabbit. It counts for nothing. HK is continuing to scan with T-Vision. Whether or not this is revealing anything new, HK just wants to appear to be helpful.
Okay.
HK is very much aware that BBP is doing a better job.
Are you under the map somewhere?
I think Tasani moved on top of me.
Okay, there's Crix.
Yeah, I was going to start to look into number 4.
Okay, let me just actually open that. The door for all of... All right, they're very long. And when I say very long, I mean extremely long, as in like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They are... Oh, lords, I'd have to do a lot of counting. They're big. They have the charcoal and charcoal of sleepy spickens in them. The doors...
I want to say that I'm amused that you cut off the first sentence that you said. And so, strictly speaking, transcript-wise, you're still talking about the doors.
The doors are, in fact, chortling and chirkling, yes. Or that's
one of them always lies, though. And one of them always tells the truth.
Yeah.
So let's shoot one of them and ask if the other one, if it's been shot.
True.
One of them's Val Kilmer for some reason.
And the other one's a band.
On the one, the narrow end there has a door up at the upper third of the narrow end. They all have windows. The windows have been closed, perhaps for the evening, to keep the spickens from who knows what. The door is, at the moment, locked.
Every character here has a way to unlock it.
Go ahead.
I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry.
I said, go ahead.
Paul's saying, go ahead.
Oh, no. I'm doing what I'm... Actually, yeah, give me a hearing roll. Everyone who is messing around at the things that are marked grow out barn 1, 2, 3, and 4.
I missed it by that much.
You're busy scanning. Oh, look, you found a bottle cap.
It's for Dr. Speckle.
Very nice, Crix. Tazani, also made by 5. Well, the cousins are doing quite well here.
The cousins both have acute hearing.
Ah, that too. Mikola, you're apparently too far away to hear much unless you've, you know...
I'm distracted by trying to get into the cameras.
Yeah, you're distracted by that. Okay.
Must you go under the bed?
That would be a kitten, yes. The kitten must.
That is for the dust.
Mikola and... Sorry, no, Tazani and Crix. As you get close to the door number 4, you realize that all of the sleepy spicken noises that you're hearing in the night are from the barns up north more than the one that you're in front of. And furthermore, maybe their windows are more open or something. Is that it, maybe? Because now that you're here, definitely they're all closed on 4, but they might be open on 3? It's dark. It's hard to tell.
Good. This must be where all the dead bodies are. Let's open the door.
It's locked.
I have lock picking.
I have lock picking and the sound of a lightsaber.
Made by 1 for lock picking. Made by a lot more if you're just taking the lock and holding a lightsaber up to it and pressing the button.
You can always break into places less subtly.
True. It's very difficult to be less, it's very difficult to be more unsubtle than a lightsaber.
Right.
As you are working on this, a vehicle comes up from the, I didn't give the NPCs a thing. I'm so annoyed. Pity. Oh, well, there's that. Okay. A vehicle comes up the road that has a, you know, person driving who basically looks at the somewhat battered van since HK has landed on top of it. Now it's horribly dented.
HK only did that once.
Or twice.
That's all that it needed to get some really impressive.
Okay, the first dents. Time, he only did it once. After that, it was HK's dent. It was made for HK. So he kind of climbed back up there for the ride.
There are many dents like it, but that is your own.
That references something less disturbing than what I referenced.
Yes. There are many ways to take that, and one of them is from a horror manga, and one is not. Dazani, you can pause or ignore the thing as you wish. Let's see. Let me get an actual in order of everybody. There's Tazani. BP is just hanging around. Corporal, oh, this is alphabetical. I really ought to put this... Oh, yes, they're all
quick,
in there.
Everyone put a number of Z's in front of their name.
I will smite you.
Well, currently it's a good time.
Why can't I select more than one person at a time? Oh, that would be... Let's see if this works. Okay, I'm going to
there is a button I can press here to dodge.
There. I will just put you in a combat tracker so I know who's doing what. Crix, you see several yards away a car moving in.
I'm not sure I do. Because I see Spickens. I see many Spickens. And my eyes have gone big like saucers and trembling anime style while my fingers start involuntarily doing the twitch and a slight head tilt.
They're not visual. You're hearing them more than you're seeing them. And they're in the grow out barns. This means that they are in, they're not ready yet.
Yes, but Crix knows how to make them ready.
Well, yeah. I see. All right. Crix is distracted.
Hello.
I am also going to be distracted by the yeah, the eyes get big. Gift warehouse. Okay, I will not be distracted. I will refuse to be distracted. Mikola, you're right there as the car drives in with its windows staunchly up, and the, you know, it's not one of the standard convertible types that people do all kinds of air cars where you just sort of have the wind in your hair. No, this thing has the, okay, it's not armor, but it's the next best thing. Windows, a roof.
Oh, do we know them, Corporal?
I was wondering where the security lad was.
Security lad?
Hutch.
That sounds like a superhero from the 70s.
Security lab.
The guy waves.
I need you to show some kind of identification.
That's it. The corporal waves. Oh, that's interesting. Okay, okay, now that's annoying me. That's not what I wanted it to do. Stop that.
Look, I set everyone else up for saying you don't need to see our identification. I just wanted that to be done.
Yes, you did. Okay, that's better. Now I have people in order of speed, and I can actually pay attention to things better. The corporal waves and goes, yeah, Corporal DeBurr here, we're investigating. The window cracks down, and the person driving says, that really you, Corporal? The eye roll is practically tangible. Yes, it's me. Come on, Hutch, it's just me. Yeah, but I got...
Ooh, are there imposters?
The gate's open. Why is the gate open? The gate was open when we drove in. But there's a discussion about whether the gates should have been open.
It was
anyway,
like here when we got that.
I'm going to go round the thing to Tizani again. Are you pausing because you hear voices over by the gate, or...?
Yes, I heard voices over by the gate, and now I am... interested in the prospect of people being replaced by imposters.
Is Tizani slightly ADHD?
Slightly?
Slightly?
I was just being delicate.
She has impulsiveness, remember?
Yeah, I'd forgotten.
I mean, it's okay. There's many people who can be good influences on Tizani. None of them are here currently, but there's a lot of people who could be good influences on Tizani.
For a minute or two at a time.
Until they run off and do something else, but yes.
Mm-hmm.
They're good for a good influence, not for a long influence.
Crix, the door may or may not be open. Tizani is wandering off.
Crix will move over to number 3 and peek in. Those Spickens will be here somewhere.
Oh, there are definitely Spickens in number 3. You can hear that. In fact, the windows are, they're high up, so maybe Spickens would have a hard time flying up anyway, and they've got bars across, so only a small Spicken could get out. But yeah, you hear them. You can smell the musty odor of nesting Spickens. The sleepy clerks and gurgles and little Spicken snores. There's definitely Spickens in that there grow barn.
It's like, I will quote Montgomery Burns and say, excellent.
The door for number 3 is also locked, by the way.
and do the little finger thingy.
Okay. The corporal continues to have an argument with the person he's calling Hutch about, no, he's not being kidnapped by strangers. Can't you tell an apprentice's outfit? Well, they could be fake apprentices, insists Hutch. Maybe they're not real. Maybe they're, like, dressed up. They have lightsabers, Hutch. What if they're Jedi?
Hold on. I can solve this question.
Forced okay. Lightning made by two.
What are you saying?
Not it.
Past the fellow who's implying we might not be real apprentices, but like...
He's in a van currently with the window cracked open because, after all, there's a murderer on the loose.
Then right past his window.
That could have just been a localized storm. An atmospheric disturbance. And that's a 6 on the die.
There's a dead silence for a moment, and then an extremely quavery little voice says, "Yes, my lord, shall I tell Mr. Brandt that there are Sith here?"
I wanted Mr. Brandt to know there were Sith here. Mr. Brandt would be out here.
"Yes, my lord, I'll just sit right here."
Sonny looks at Corporal DeBurr and goes, "Is that what he should be doing?"
"Well, he can't get into much trouble doing that. He said the gate should have been closed, but it was not closed when we drove in. A little weird by that."
"He should go make sure that the person who usually lives here isn't dead."
"My lord, do you think that I should go with him?"
I don't know. Maybe you should all be with Nicola or something. I forgot I was lockpicking.
Observation. This person may have a key.
Hutch, you got a key to the Grow Barns? "I got a key for 1 through 3, but I don't have 4.
Fascinating and suspicious.
Yeah, that's where the projects are.
Oh, so that's where the alchemy is happening. Excellent.
Alchemy?
In the sewers.
What? What? Sorry, my lord. I mean, I don't disbelieve you, my lord, but what?
Sonny is already going for the thing.
They thought they were getting answers, and now they only have more questions, and they don't want any more answers.
Yeah, that's about right.
And that's why we're the Spear of Mysteries.
Take your luck point.
Sorry to whoever I talked over. I think we were in turn order, and then we came out of turn order.
Yeah, that's fine.
I interjected.
It happens. Where did that go? Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah, I shouldn't have just said it. I should have pressed this. Take your luck point. It's that little coin thing at the end that amuses me too much.
Oh, there it is. It's bottom. Yeah, that's where Mr. Trey is. But, we're not supposed to go in there.
Observation, you do not have to go in there. We will go in there. Or potentially, due to my ranking compared to everyone else, I will go in there, and everyone else will watch.
So you
do not have a key.
Not to that last one. That's for Mr. Dreyas.
Say no more.
I mean, not the Dreyas of the hay foil. Oh, no.
I will unshoulder my blaster rifle and start walking towards the door.
Do not shoot this while I'm picking the lock.
Observation. Bacula. There may be something in there that requires getting shot, and you are busy.
Oh, okay. Yes, fine. You can shoot that. I thought you were going to shoot the lock.
The thought did occur to me for 0.00000001 seconds. However, you have demonstrated the ability to throw force lightning.
Mikala, you are privy to DeBurr wondering whether he should be going with this fellow who has been called Hutch, for whatever reason, maybe that's even his name, to check on the Brandt House.
Oh, I guess that's probably a good idea. Call in if you find anything. I think I heard someone say something about Jedi around here, so be cautious.
That was Hutch, and Hutch sees Jedi on the holovids a lot.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, then just be careful and, you know, don't get shot or stabbed or don't do things that, you know what I mean.
Certainly try not to.
Okay. I'm gonna keep looking at these cameras and see if I can download their data.
Might be able to get something in the admin building if Hutch will let me in.
Oh,
you got a warrant, yeah, let him in. Sir? Oh, yes, my lord, you got a warrant. Says Hutch. The corporal will get into the van and it will putter off towards the upper area, the north. Crix.
Crix is plotting. That one will be fricasseed. That one will be deep fried. That one's going in the broiler. That one's going to be diced up and made into a chicken Caesar salad. And this one, on and on.
But which one's going to be the space chicken soup or soup?
That one over there. It's got the juiciest thighs. Can you tell?
No, they are covered in feathers.
It takes a trained eye.
I've made perception by 2.
What are you perceiving?
How juicy are the chicken thighs? Why did these words come out of my mouth?
It's a little bit difficult to see through the walls into the area. You have
does
no
my
clue.
T-ray vision slightly cook them? It is a sub-millimeter wave.
You are, well, there's a metal mesh inside to help preserve the Spicken's grow out barns from, like, who knows, orbital bombardment or something. This is the Empire. They do that kind of architecture. So you're not even quite sure what Spicken Crix might be meaning. Maybe he's seeing them with Force senses. Who knows? They're all sleeping.
In Crix's mind's eye.
It's entirely possible.
HK will enact shrugroutine.exe and continue to point the blaster rifle at the door that is getting its lock picked.
The lock picking was successful last time around, and design just sort of abandoned it partway, but I will not require another roll. The door clicks open and Tizani, it is unlocked now.
Excellent, I'm going in.
They're going in.
The door slides open the way that Star Wars doors tend to do, instead of like swing on anything so primitive as a hinge. And you step into darkness. And let's just... There is that possibility.
Zani attacks the darkness.
Yeah.
Ooh, I can pull everyone into this one. Well.
Yes, Zani does plan to ignite her lightsaber.
I'm going to have to put people on the map.
HK can technically cast magic missile.
That's a blaster rifle. It's not magic.
Sufficiently advanced technology.
It is not indistinguishable from magic. I should know.
Yes.
Funny enough. For connection to this game, in Pathfinder 2, they renamed that spell to Orse Barrage.
Okay, is that everybody who ought to be there?
All I see is darkness.
Ah.
And my character. My character is in the void.
Your character is in the void.
So do you believe in a thing above and listen to the rhythm of your heart?
Basics, grid, level, visibility. Visibility, token vision.
Everything is red. Oh no, Tizani is seeing red. Take cover!
Global illumination.
Pray to your gods, it will be in vain.
Okay, technically, everything outside your little glow is very, very dark. In fact, I might actually Let me just enable Fog of War because I think that's hilarious.
You have to reset it now because we've already seen the map.
Yeah, that's fine. I did.
Yeah, I still see the map.
What map?
Well, poop.
And here's our fighting with Foundry.
Here's our fighting with Foundry.
Only because it updated.
Oh, no. I realized reset why we war, have yes. fighting with Foundry because I forgot to put the exterior walls in.
I see. Oh, this is so funny to me.
I have the interior outside. Walls. I think I put the interior walls in. I put some of the interior walls in, and then I guess I got distracted.
Roll for impulsiveness.
I mean, it's dark in there. The lights are not turning on, which is kind of weird from your perspective. They ought to be motion-activated lights. Why aren't they turning on?
Can I use my T-ray vision to see in the dark?
Yeah, probably. Oh, I forgot to put the walls in entirely. Well, that's just silly of me. That's a door. This is a wall. Where's my wall?
So we've been playing for just over an hour. This might be a good time for us to take a short break.
Yeah. That
after
sounds like
these
a lovely
messages.
Idea. We'll be right back.
Conclusion. And that's when I shot them for saying punchline.
Sounds about right. Tisani, you're in a rather unpleasantly smelling alchemically. It's a building. It's very long. There are long corridors that have mostly empty cages in them, you know, lining them, that stretch out into darkness that you would have to squint past your lightsaber's glow to see. There's a few of them, and towards the south, maybe it empties out a little. It's hard to tell. All the windows are closed. There's dusty, mostly dusty, sometimes less dusty tools like, you know, feed scoops and whatnot on the shelves, not pictured, near you. There's not much sound. Maybe a few sort of sad little clerks. We will go to combat time because that will keep you people from doing too much. Slow walking is like one or two hexes on your turn, and running is fast movement is your full move.
Zane is going to slowly enter and attempt to look around.
You start prowling down one of the, well, hallways. These are like floor-to-ceiling wall-type things. Crix! Your cousin's just disappeared into the building.
Well, then I'll have to go investigate.
Crix dashes over.
Moving on down to the door. I reach around on the inside of the door frame looking for switches to turn on lights.
Give me a perception roll.
Not a perception roll.
A perception roll at a penalty. It's really dark. -4. Do you have any? You have night vision, though? Or do you? No, actually, you don't.
No?
Okay. I'm not seeing it. -4 perception. Pet, 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 pet.
Why can't I do this?
Is it misbehaving?
I have the roll confirmation window up.
Oh, the roll confirmation is not where the penalties are, which really annoys me. The penalties are down. You see your little toolbar there, numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 0.
Yeah.
Do you see your name to the left of it, above a little thing that has a plus sign and a little trash can and the dice?
I see the trash can and the dice, but not my name.
Oh, okay.
I see -4.
Mouse over that there little red box that has the trash can in it.
Yeah. I click on -4. Uh-huh. Then go to my character sheet.
Yep.
Then click perception.
Yep.
Ugh, that is so not intuitive.
No, it's not intuitive to me either. It gets to me.
Missed by two.
Mirror two. You'll probably find it eventually, but you're padding around, and it is not where you'd have put that. Yep. You would have that, like, right by the door, and they apparently do not, or so that something.
That will be my action.
Okay. Corporal is not in appearing right now. Mikala!
I think Mika's still trying to get into the cameras.
Okay, Mikala, give me, you've been doing that for a while, a electronics approach security, or...
I think the closest I have right now is electronics repair.
Mm.
I have computer operation. I have expert skill in military science.
Give me a computer operation as you try to make the thing accept that you are, thank you, a Sith. Okay, you're an apprentice, you're not a lord, but you should still have access to this. And, you know, the corporal probably gave you some codes as well. So give me computer operation to fight with the UI.
Okay.
Made it by one. Mika, you are in. You have a list of the assorted, well, at least the recent recordings that it has made. All of them. The cameras across the whole thing.
Can I set up a link to the Tenetside's computers?
Which?
My ship.
Yes.
Okay. I would like to do that and then start transferring the records.
Okay. You can start doing that. I would like an IQ roll.
Okay.
Let's see if you've got something that is, or research if it's better.
It's not.
You feel...
Made it by one.
You feel like there should be more logs within the... It feels like some of these cameras have just been sitting there and not actually recording.
Okay.
Are there any security cameras in this empire that actually record everything they are supposed to without it being wiped?
I mean, there's probably some in the sphere of intelligence, but they're undoubtedly wiped frequently to keep people who aren't supposed to get into them from getting into them. Yeah, it's a thing. Okay. Mika's, anything else?
As they transfer, I'm going to start
ambling over.
Going through some of the more recent ones on my pocket computer.
Okay. There are none for the interior of Grow Barn 4 that you are at, Grow Out Barn 4. There are interior ones. Actually, the interior ones seem quite good for the other Grow Out Barns.
Are there exterior?
There are exterior ones. They have... You're in the sphere of strategy. You know strategy. You know tactics. I'll give you this one. They appear to be very carefully placed such that if you know where to sidle up, which is not quite as intuitive as it might be, you have to know where the camera's aimed. You can just avoid the camera if you want.
I'm going to try and duplicate that.
Okay.
Like, get a live feed from the camera and...
Dexterity of roll!
Okay.
That looks like a good roll. 8x3, yep. Yes, you can. You have to sort of, you know, tuck your robes, or clothes in, robes, cape, whatever you're wearing.
Right.
And, you know, step around here, and then...
And everybody who's watching, who can see for the outside, sees Mika, like, sidling along the building, back pressed to the wall, taking really deliberate and sometimes really broad steps.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, you're Kronk. And by oh it's no, actually, I mean I'm here for this.
It's actually not the pressed up against the wall. It's approaching the door, yes, against the wall, but not quite pressed up against the wall. You know, you could walk there right, carefully but comfortably.
She's trying to establish where do you walk if you want to get into this building without being seen?
This you could have that, and it's got a little bit of a rotation going, so some of the time it's covering the door, but you could just walk right up to it and then wait for the rotation, and then you can go through the door.
We've all played that video game.
Yep, you've played that video game. Should I all do right. next up?
I think that's my turn.
Okay, HK.
All right, so first of all, a question. With my integrated toolbox, I think we previously established that I would have a tool of some kind that can also be used as a light source. Is this correct?
I think it's perfectly reasonable that you would have something that is at least vaguely flashlightish, because you peer into other droids' internals. You're going to need at least a pen light.
All right. So I'm going to activate that and look for a light switch.
Okay. It's going to be short range for yourself.
That's okay.
All you need is for yourself. Yep. Perception roll, and you might need to sort of, step around Krix.
Although with my,
pick Krix up,
T-ray vision, the light might just be me showing off.
Yes.
Made it by seven.
Very nice. Very nice. Oh, yeah. Okay. So apparently the person who put the light switches in was tall or something, because they're not at shoulder height or slightly below shoulder height. They're like seriously above shoulder. You have to lift your hand up to get at it.
Over at Craft Services, Ran is scoffing at the idea of lifting a hand.
Yeah, pretty much. This place was apparently not meant for short people. Unclear why not. Unclear what the problem is. But, you must be this tall to go into the grow barn and turn the lights on. Okay, so the lights come on in a less terrible way. Let me...
So they don't come on in rows with a ka-chunk, ka-chunk, ka-chunk as each row turns on?
No, that would be... That would be nice.
That'd be satisfying. These probably turn on like LEDs or fluorescent lights with a slight hum from the ballast that's about to go bad.
They turn on little pools of light that go down a ways, and okay, come on, give me my light source. There's a light source. I'll just sort of put a few pools of light here and there. I don't know, are these appearing as I draw them?
I put out wet floor signs, and yes, I'm seeing little circles appear.
Oh, excellent.
And then you should be able to select them all and copy-paste them into the other rows.
You would think.
I
wouldn't trust it. Now, let's see if that actually works. Copy.
Worked for me.
Paste.
And now there's too many lights. I'm getting rid of mine.
Undo mine, because when I pasted them, they landed in a weird location.
It's based on where you click before you paste them, but it takes some finesse.
It does.
No, Paul, there are way more than four lights.
Way more. Turn that, and there should be a way to... Yes, that should do that. Okay. I don't like how they've made the new light image things. All right, let's see how that works from the character perspective. Yeah, okay, that'll do. You can now see it's still kind of dim in here, frankly. Why is this person not... Why are all the windows closed? But, okay, you can see without necessarily having a great light source, but it's still pretty dim if you're not directly underneath one of the little dots there. So, -1 to vision outside of the areas of illumination.
Lights only come on in that one column?
They come on in the others, but it's fog of war, so you can't see much... except a faint, dim illumination coming out of the others. Okie dokie. Having turned on the lights, is there anything else that you want to do that's fairly a 50?
I think it's safe to say that turning on a flashlight, looking for the light switch and hitting it is enough to do in what's considered a GURPS turn.
Yeah, I'm not doing truly... full combat scale, but yeah.
But still.
Okay. Tizani. Lights turned on.
The lights are on.
Boo, the lights are terrible. You walk past empty, disused spicken cages with dusty nesting material scattered inside them.
And I try to reach out and sense for, well, you know, I'm sure there's something horrible in here. That's why I went in.
True. Detect your disturbances. Or try to do psychometry, pick one. Or something else if you think it would be more amusing. This place is not horribly saturated, strong in the force particularly, although maybe there's something off to the east and maybe there's something off to the south. Maybe.
East is the way I'm going?
East is to the right on the map, yes.
Okay. In that case, I'm going to continue going east.
All right. You have paused to sense things. Crix! The lights came on. They're pretty terrible. Crix trots off.
Fog of war did not change.
What?
Fog of war did not change.
No, it's not changing when I select you.
Crix goes off into the darkness.
Okay, Crix, what's up with your token vision?
Yeah, that's not you.
Vision enabled. How's that?
Oh, hey, I can see now. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anything of particular note down this hallway?
You see the tightly closed windows high up on the wall, up above the spicken cages that basically go up to about your head height before they end. The spicken cages are all, they can be picked up and moved around. They're set into shelves that stay put, but the cages themselves are mobile, presumably because in a regular grow-out barn, they would be just pulled out and loaded into things or pulled out and emptied into things and not, you know, try and get them out of the cage and then into the processing truck. Rows and rows of empty, deserted, kind of nasty smelling, frankly, cages. Sometimes there's a spot where there would have been, you know, giant crates of feed put and scoops and, you know, a rusted shut water valve that could have filled up entire troughs for all of the spickens that aren't here.
Rusted shut, you say?
Yeah, they haven't been used on this end for some reason. For a while, apparently. You might be able to open them if you gave them a really good yank, but, oh, well, yeah, you might be able to with strength 9. Maybe. Well,
even though these cages are sadly, oh so sadly, bereft of spickens, the plan is to move down this column, searching for anything that is...
There's a door at the very far end.
Yeah, a door.
Okay. A door.
So, I will
slowly continue. Moving, yeah. Creeping in.
I am so quiet.
Uh-huh. Mikola!
Oh, it's just me and the droids, huh? Okay. Is everybody else inside? Hello?
HK is at the door. Okay, I should probably...
Observation, the Sith have gone on ahead.
Oh.
Clarification, okay. The biologically Sith have gone on ahead.
Oh, yeah. I knew what you meant. Well, I guess I'll follow him in.
Right.
Wait, did they say not to? Is that why you're still outside?
I am here because I was looking for a light switch.
Oh, okay. Did you find it?
I point at the light switch.
Point slightly up at the light switch.
It's in an odd location, and... not very effective, but yes.
Oh, well, huh. What happens if you turn it off again?
So, I don't have the impulsiveness this sad.
You do not.
But someone who outranks me asked a question. It's not technically my turn.
It may will
I, may
be.
May I turn off the lights?
Are you turning off the lights?
I am reaching out and flipping the light switch.
Eep.
All the lights.
What the?
Start going off creepily. I'm very sad that I can't just toggle them all off in one move. Thank you, Ellie.
In my defense, Ellie encouraged me.
True.
Because she knows what
I
brings me joy.
Provide a valuable service.
Yes, thank you.
You provide a valuable service. The lights all go out. I'm not going to turn off the ones that you weren't directly looking at.
Schrodinger's lights.
Yeah.
No, they're Heisenberg's lights. We only know if they're on or off if we can see them.
Uh-huh. The lights all shut off. You are thrown into -4 darkness.
Except for Dazani, who still has
Dazani,
a lightsaber.
A lightsaber, yes.
And my character also has a penlight.
True. You can give yourself a glow if you want. It will be a less glow than a lightsaber.
I will be providing myself a glow up while we're continuing to play. Carry on.
So it's the usual light switch?
It appears to be.
Okay. They went inside, right?
Yes. In that direction.
Can they see in the dark?
I do not believe they can. Although, Dazani has a lightsaber.
Oh. Well, that's okay then.
Which you can probably see if you have come up to where HK is.
Random motes of dust inside here are occasionally seen wafting up towards the rafters on fire.
I hear them discussing turning the lights off.
I don't think they're talking very... I don't think they're whispering, so probably.
HK has a volume control. HK's not using it.
Yes, you can hear...
From the darkness, we hear, put the candle back.
Take your luck point. Oof. Wait. That's a 6 and a 5, but with the 1 in there, that's still a success.
Control roll for bad Tizani's bad temper. You succeed.
Tizani takes a deep breath.
And counts to 10.
Can you please not play with the lights while we're in here?
It was a scientific experiment.
Besides, you have a lightsaber.
I don't!
I will turn the lights back on.
Thank you.
Now Beth has to put them all back.
Yes.
Put the light source back.
I am, in fact, putting the light sources back.
What happens if you turn them off again? No, that's not good. I'm just teasing Beth at this point. All right, certainly my turn and possibly HK's as well.
Hypothesis, if I turn the lights off again, it is likely that I will have fewer limbs to turn them back on. I do not wish to test this hypothesis, but you may. Having Tizani roll for bad temper, I think, is the best thing that happened tonight. And Ellie was right. That is clearly our turn.
Yes. Okay. Now that I've put all the lights back, GM gives everyone an expression. Tizani, you have gotten your associates to stop playing with the lights, hopefully, for now.
I'm going to head down the tunnel a little more expeditiously.
Okay. At the far end, you see a wall that has some faded and crooked posters about safety in a spicken environment that have little cheerful cartoon spickens talking about always wearing your gloves so that the spickens can't bite your fingers off, that kind of thing.
Well, I have a better way to handle spickens than that.
Light switch rave, no. Okay. Advancing. Crick, let's see. Cricks. The lights came back on.
Okay. Cricks will seems to be the limit of my movement for a turn, according to the red line.
Okay. Yep, thereabouts. You continue to pass mostly dusty, unpleasant, empty cages. there's an occasional smear of extremely old, dried... it's some product of a spicken. You're not really quite sure what in this dim light, and you probably don't want to get close enough to sniff it or touch it.
Understood.
Mikola.
Some people need to invest more in hand sanitizer. That's all I have to say.
Hello, Antuxa. And what's Mikola up to?
I'm sorry. For a moment, I flaked out and thought that was someone else.
Antuxa, stop taking over your player's brain quite so effectively.
Fine. Mika will, if there's room, go ahead on into the... If you can get to the door, go ahead on in.
All right. It's dark in here. I mean, it's not as dark as it was. It's very much not as dark as it was, and that's good. Musty, dusty, etc.
Smells like spickens.
Smells like spickens and chemicals.
Well, I've been in worse places. I think most you of you were there.
Yeah, you were in a sewer.
We were in a sewer.
With a giant droid doggy.
Yes. Can I see what the brown box at the bottom is?
Oh, that's not a box. That's, give me a perception vision roll.
Okie dokie.
Just made it. The floor seems to be different down there. It's a little hard to see because of the dim light, but there's something about the floor. There's like a pallet, a wooden pallet over there.
Okay, I'm going to head down there then.
Okay. HK.
HK will look around and realize that everyone's gone on. So HK is going to... Can I...
You can't go through the wall. It won't let you.
No, I'm trying to figure out how many blocks I can move, though.
Oh, ideally
like
five.
Five. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, hey, there's Crix.
Five licks.
Crunch.
I have no mouth and cannot get to the center of a Tootsie Pop. No, wait, I have a saw. So, I've got a blaster rifle. I can get to the center real fast.
Yeah, but there's not any Tootsie Pop left.
There's no center anymore.
Yes. Okay.
Ooh, and I see a door at the end of the tunnel.
You
there's
do.
There's a monster at the end of this book.
Possibly. You do, in fact, see the door at the end of that corridor. Well, it sort of opens out at the end as well, but you know how that goes. Tazani, what are your next plans for the next few turns, basically?
I'm going to stalk down this hall until I get to the door, and then I'm going to go through the door. Or at least open the door.
Let me do a little bit of measurement here. Okay. I'm going to move you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I can not be using the ruler. Shoop. Okay. You're in sight of, oh, look, there's a door over there. Crix, what are you doing for the next few turns here?
Continuing down this this corridor to the end.
Okay. At a slow clip or a fast clip?
A moderate clip.
A moderate clip. Okay. I will move your...
Whee!
Whee! Give me a moment. Let's see. Okay. Mikola, you want to go look at the boxy thing?
Yes.
Whatever well, it's not a box. There. I'm going to move you down there.
Boop. Okay.
It's not a box. It's a pallet. It's like, you know, a couple inches high. Looks like the sort of thing you could stack stuff on if you wanted to stack things on it. And it doesn't have anything stacked on it. Give me a perception roll, if you would. Well, it's not vision roll. It's a plain perception roll. It just, you don't notice anything out of the ordinary over here, particularly. But, you know, the whole place is kind of dark and creepy and musty and mildewy and chemically. And someone maybe should have mucked out the spicken cages and... You hear a few little verbal cluck sounds from way down the hallway. Is there anything that you want to be doing with this here palette that you've found?
I lift it up.
Bend down. What's your strength? 10. Give me a strength roll just for grins.
That was not what I meant to do.
You seem to have lit up. Was that me?
That was me. I turned on my lightsaber and also accidentally moved back to the farm map. And I cannot get back to the interior map now.
Oh, just a moment.
Let also, you're that. Now out of torches. Listeners will not get that joke.
You never know, they might. Are you back now?
Yes.
Okay.
And yes, I would like to try and lift up the pallet.
Give me
not
a strength
like the whole
roll.
Thing, just
the corner just, of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see
what's underneath it.
Give me a strength roll just so that I can decide if there is any cool special effects that I'm going to impose. It's heavy, slippery, skiddy. It's a little hard to get a grip on it. It's kind of heavy. You sort of shove it over to, you know, kind of catty corner there. And there would appear to be, it appears to be covering a hole in the floor.
A hole in
the floor that you would have thought was the usual sort of concrete imperial material has a somewhat jaggedy, like someone broke through it or had a sinkhole and they sort of took a sledgehammer to the bits that were sinking. And as you drop the thing accidentally and noisily, a horrible waft of fetid, putrid stench comes up. And since we've been playing for getting on towards a couple hours all told, I think that's the best cliffhanger I've got. Go for it.
Hey, everybody. I found the horrors.
Good.
They persist.
Wait for me. I have my bucket.
They persist, but so do we.
So.
Assertion, not with that attitude.
Well, they persist for now.
Ah, I stand corrected. I like that attitude.
Any last comments?
I think we were just interjecting them.
Okay. Crix, any last comments?
Negative.
All right. Thank you all for...
some, but you keep telling me I'm not in this game.
Sorry, Antuxa. They're in your past right now.
Ah, I see how it is. Time travel.
Actually, you're all in my story. Now, shush. We're getting to the part where someone plugs something. I hear that Io's mom writes books.
ElizabethMcCoy.com. I even have one of them onto Google Books now, Google Play. So I don't know if anyone's using that or not. We'll find out, I guess. I'm not sure I got to the thank you all for listening. Thank everyone for playing. And tonight I was joined by Paul and Ellie and Io and Crash. And yes, Io's mom writes books. We already did that part. Does anyone have anything else they want to plug?
I don't have anything about a plug, but I do just want to put out there rest in peace to the late, great Anthony Stewart Head, who passed away today. Thank you.
Indeed.
Okay. Does anyone else have anything they wish to place onto such memorializing as we have?
Well, I think Crash has a website.
That's true.
I do. AaronBSmith.com, which is where I put all these podcasts. But also, we have a Patreon, patreon.com/commogaming, where you can help us keep the lights on, along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Liv Droman, Paul, Shen Shen, Walter, and patron emeritus Cindy.
Until next time, this is Beth saying, remind me that Mikula should probably make an HT roll because of the horrible stench.
It's better than making an HK roll.
That's what happens if HK gets too close and the sinkhole spreads. Oh, that looks like a failure, Mikula. Failure by 3. Good night, everyone!
Good night. We'll be right back.